From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks today about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile landed in the Sea of Japan in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang, which tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles last year at an unprecedented rate. In Seoul today, South Korean Unification Ministry said the North continues to favor provocation. Ministry spokesman Jung Jun-hee said North Korea still has not given up its ambitions for becoming a nuclear state. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday that China opposes the launch. Russia's foreign ministry also expressed concern Monday about the missile launch. President Trump is hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House for talks today that are expected to include the launch of a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs. Not on the public agenda, but is likely to be discussed, are economic issues, including trade. Mr. Trump said he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Police in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a protest rally in the eastern city of Lahore, killing at least 13 people and wounding dozens more. Two senior police officers are among the dead. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and pharmaceutical manufacturers against new regulations. A breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban is claiming responsibility for that attack. And as the legal disruption continues over President Trump's executive order banning travel from seven majority Muslim countries, Senator Lindsey Graham says he supports the president issuing another version of that order.
Clearly, they didn't think it through, but the best course of action, I believe, is to issue a new executive order that would pass muster with the courts. Now you have an attorney general in place. I think you'll get better legal advice. And part of this is he doesn't have his team.
Graham criticized his Democratic colleagues for delaying some of Trump's appointments, saying they are, in his words, acting like children. This is VOA News. In a report released Monday, Human Rights Watch accused Pakistan and the United Nations Refugee Agency of complicity in promoting unlawful and coerced repatriation of tens of thousands of Afghan refugees.
When you create conditions, as was the case in Pakistan, where people feel they have no choice but to leave, where their lives have become intolerable because of constant abuse, being forced to pay bribes, threat of detention, threat of deportation, having their businesses raided, having their homes raided, and the rest of it, then you are, it's tantamount to forcing people across the border.
That's human rights senior researcher Patricia Gossman. In Kenya, seven officials from Doctors Union will be spending the next month behind bars for refusing to end the strike that has paralyzed the country's public health system for more than 2 months now. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf has more from Nairobi.
After more than 2 hours listening to the doctor's lawyer on the progress of the talks between the union officials and the health ministry, High Court Judge Helen Wasilwa made her ruling, 1 month in jail. But the KMPDU has insisted healthcare providers will not be cowed by threats of termination and arrest. The Treasury says the government does not have the funds to fulfill the demands spelled out in the agreement. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Nearly 200,000 people remained under evacuation orders Monday in the western U.S. state of California, while authorities tried to repair erosion of an emergency spillway at the country's tallest dam to keep it from failing and unleashing uncontrolled floodwaters.
Well, I came down from Lakeside and was surprised about all the traffic, and my neighborhood was already basically empty, and I panicked and just started putting things in my car.
I'm a little bit scared.
We're trying not to go near the flooding area so we can go home, but we're going to be probably stuck down here.
Officials are trying to drop the dam's water level ahead of more storms forecast to hit the region on Wednesday. The dam holds back Lake Oroville, playing a role in both California's water and power systems. For more news, as always, we like to invite you to join us at our website. That is VOANews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.